In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teachers never bought that homework line. A constant theme we find throughout the Gospels is the clash between Jesus and the authorities of his day. We see it time and time again with the scribes, the Pharisees, and the supporters of King Herod. There's a certain set of events that seem to play out with his opponents. Jesus says or does something that they find offensive and threatening, and they in turn confront Jesus. Oftentimes they try to set a trap for him, try to prove that what he has just said or what he has just done is against the law and is an affront to the established norms of society. Many of these encounters and confrontations come with thinly veiled threats. It is not so subtly implied that Jesus is running the risk of breaking the law, both religious and civil. And of course, the breaking of the law comes with punishment. Today, we find no such veil. Their threat is direct. The threat is immediate. The threat is plain. Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. Get out of here now, or you will be murdered." If you've ever been threatened, I mean really threatened, you know how terrifying it can be. Our bodies and minds have a built-in response to threatening situations. A deep part of our nervous system springs into action when we feel like we are in danger. Flight or flight is what it's called. Stand your ground or retreat. The body is flooded with adrenaline. The heart rate increases, pupils dilate. Mentally, time can seem to slow down. Our senses become extra heightened and focused. We can see and hear everything almost too clearly. We know that this kind of stress takes a toll on the body and mind. At any age, it can lead to traumatic stress. Victims of constant fear can carry the after effects with them for the rest of their lives. Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. Get out of here now, or you will be murdered. Jesus is headed for Jerusalem, for the cross. And this direct threat and the many like it he has faced and will face does not cause him to shrink away. He does not flinch. He does not waver. Jesus will continue his preaching and healing. He will continue on his way towards Jerusalem. He will continue his way to the cross. We do not see a flight or fight response from Jesus. He does not abandon his work. He does not hide from the danger. He also does not dig in his heel, demanding to face down his accusers here and now. He does not physically attack them. Instead, Jesus is headed for Jerusalem, for the cross, and nothing will keep him from walking that path, from making that journey. Jesus was under constant threat and danger since the moment he was born, and Herod sent out his soldiers looking for him to kill him. We should notice what Jesus spends his life doing. He takes his time to heal those who are ill, to teach his disciples and the crowds that follow him, to engage his opponents by teaching them, to bless children, to restore to the community those who have been pushed to the side, to liberate those held captive to spirits that would rob them of abundant life, to share stories about God's unending love, to argue for persistence in prayer and the pursuit of justice, and to lament all those who refuse God's embrace and instead cling to the protection and prizes of the world. Under constant threat and danger, Jesus does the work he has been given to do. Jesus continues on his journey to Jerusalem, to the cross. And it is, of course, these very things he says and does the love which he gives so willingly that will place him upon the cross. In response to this most recent threat, Jesus reminds them that he has done much already, and there is more to do. It is not yet the third day, and he will continue the work of God today and tomorrow. We too walk the path of Jesus. We are traveling on his journey, making our way towards a new Jerusalem, towards the cross. And for all of us, it is not yet the third day. We have done much already, and there is more to do. We will continue the work of God today and tomorrow. The time we take to hug our children, greet our neighbor, befriend a stranger, comfort one who grieves, smile at one who is afraid, stand up for those who are being overlooked, include those who are excluded, welcome someone who is different, care for those in need. All of this is the work of God. Each action is a step forward on the path, each moment a marker of our journey. By walking this path of love, by making this journey of service to others, we are able to look upon the cross and not see death and pain and hatred alone. We can look and see that it was love for us, love for all of us, for the entire human family, that Jesus so willingly allowed himself to be put upon the cross. We can see that it is love that raised him up and restored him to glory. And that same love is with us all now, today, tomorrow, and on the third day, as we continue the work of God. Amen.